Every time.
We got 10-7.
Yeah.
We're actually starting good. I'm very happy with this. All right. I call this meeting to order. At this point, we're going to do roll call. Jim Carlson, chair now.
That's nice.
Nancy Olmstead, commissioner.
Bobby Trusty, clean water.
Clark County. Rural Clark County.
Virginia Van Riemen. Center.
Art Stubbs.
Susan Rasmussen.
Clean water. Guest in the audience.
Clean water.
Kelly Dupont, City of Battleground.
What?
City of Battleground.
City of Battleground.
Yeah.
Kelly.
Kelly Dupont.
Can we start this going around, please?
Did you have a dad who, what was your dad's name?
Jerry.
Did he have a truck of milk route?
Yeah.
He used to pick up our milk.
Small world.
Yeah.
Small world. All right. At this point, we're going to review our packet information.
That's packet of information. Information for tonight. It was the meeting agenda, item one. Item two, meeting notes from November 6, 2013. Item three, information from Commissioner Jim Carlson. Item four will be some presentation material I'll present in a little while. And that's pretty much it for tonight's discussion.
All right. At this point, we need to approve the meeting summary from our meeting 2 months ago, November 6, 2013.
Move they be approved as submitted.
Okay, do you have a second on that?
I'll second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. So the 80 minutes are approved. Any objections to that? No? Good. All right. All right. Moving right along here. Only 3 minutes into the meeting, we're doing well. Mm-hmm. Public comment. See, we're actually, we can take a break already. Any public comment? All right.
Is Battleground just observing today?
Yeah.
Okay.
What did you say you're doing? Are you from Battleground? Something or other?
City of Battleground.
The city?
You work for the city?
Yeah.
What is your job position?
Stormwater engineering technician.
Perfect. I'm going to ask some questions for you shortly. So just hold on to that. Not on the probably the technician side of it, but more on your opinion side of things. Mm-hmm. What comes up
yes,
here.
Yes, I have a question.
So, all right. Do you have a question for him?
For him, yeah. But him. Is this that time? No, let's wait till we get to it.
Huh? We'll wait. Huh?
It's a time.
It's good.
Okay. How come in the, like, there's a parking lot that I have there, it has it drains the creek right in the middle of the parking lot? How many of those are there in the background?
That I don't know. Which parking lot?
Is it a store or?
Yeah, it's Napa.
Napa actually has an underground detention system.
They do?
Yeah.
It was changed. That's always stuck in my mind of how could this be? But maybe it's changed and yeah. I never noticed.
I think it was 2008 or 2009. I've actually just been inspecting the private system, so that's on my list. I've looked at the as for that.
How about West Schwab?
Can't say for sure. I know the Elite and Art Morris go to a pond in the back there. I don't know if West Schwab is tied to that or not. I think they're all three in a row.
All right. The reason I asked that question on West Schwab, and I'm a huge fan of doing any type of fundraiser or thing like that. Les Schwab has used their facility for a lot of car wash events. And, you know, does Battleground give that their thumbs up from stormwater side of it? Or do they say, hey, maybe you need to do something different around there? Was there...
Actually, I'm still fairly new to the position, but I know they did do some public outreach as far as car washing, you know, not discharging soaps to the streams or the treatment systems. But I don't know what has been related to.
Well, that's it. Yeah, I just, to me, it's, you know, as I've involved in clean water, and, you know, never really put much thought into it about the negative effects of, you know, prior to being on the clean water, on what goes into the storm system, and then being highly enlightened by staff, and, well, specifically by staff on a lot of the drawbacks, and watershed stewards, another involvement that I've had in here, on the negative impacts of, you know, events, you know, like car wash events and events like that that have a discharge into our stormwater system, which eventually all goes downhill into our stream system, which is, we have one healthy stream in Clark County. It doesn't really start in Clark County. It starts actually over in Washougal, and that would be the...
Skamania County.
It's Skamania County, and that's the...
Little Washougal River.
So, I mean, these are important things in your drainage. I mean, you've got Mill Creek, you have a lot of... I look at Battleground, I'd love to sit down and talk to you and spend some time with you, and I probably will for another couple minutes because we're still doing well. But wetland, or your wetland situation in Battleground is significant.
Yeah.
And your drainage for your stormwater has got to be challenging, to say the least.
There's no infiltration.
Right.
Everything goes to Mill Creek or Salmon Creek.
Right. So it's, we obviously spend our time dealing with unincorporated Clark County and kind of leave these cities to yourselves because that's part of your job there. But it's, when I see significant challenges in Battleground and as the area that I live, 179th Street, what has tight soils around the fairgrounds, it's basically an extension of your area, so to speak. I see this as problematic for our stormwater, even utilizing low-impact development. Low-impact development techniques are probably not going to succeed in a lot of the land that's going to be developed in Battleground. Is that your feeling on it?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, that's perfect. I mean, we need to sit down and talk. I'm more than willing to come over and to where you work and spend some time because I'd love to pick your brain about it and share things back with the clean water. And please share anything that comes off your head to us immediately. It's very important to us.
Thank you.
Very appreciative of being here. All right, so we've got a pretty small, pretty loose meeting. Anything you want to pipe up and say something, I'm telling you right now, do it. All right. Am I okay with that?
Yeah,
that's you're not the chair anymore. So
I get to back you up.
Yeah. Remember when I had your back, Darby?
Yeah.
I had your back.
All right.
Okay, now, communications with the public. Do we have?
We just had.
Okay.
Well, actually, I have something else.
Oh,
yeah.
This is public comment.
Okay.
We're on communications with the public.
Can I speak now?
Yes, you
okay.
may.
This is an interesting thing that came up last year, being that this is our first meeting of the new year, but it had to do with the county's art commission. And how we kind of made a motion, I believe, that we're going to collaborate with them, and that they had planned to put together an artist-promoted stormwater project or facility. They wanted to put art within stormwater facilities or have art functions at stormwater facilities. So anyway,
I believe they talked about a tour, didn't they?
Yep, they were going to do a tour in September, and that was postponed.
Right.
They were going to engage a member or two of our Clean Water Commission to be involved in those tours, which, if they take place this year, they will. But they are kind of getting off to a slow start, but they want to continue that program. And I have some notes here from Laurel. Laurel Whitehurst is the one that came to the meeting.
Yes.
And she's the one that we kind of promised our collaboration with. And I will forward this to you guys if you want. It's her concept it wasn't just her, but it was a team that she has, a pretty knowledgeable folks that recognize that this could be kind of a neat, this could actually be part of our private and public partnership. They gave a presentation to the Arts Commission Monday night this week, and apparently it was too close to call for her to be able to prepare this grant application going in this month.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided not to go for the National Endowment of the Arts grant, but they do have a pretty good concept coming together. She asked me if I would participate in the planning committee, and I didn't say yes or I didn't say no, but I feel like we should maybe look at what her thinking is, and I'll give you a couple of the highlights. They wanted to collaborate with some landscape architects and others with land art experience in the North Bank Gallery, and another presentation following February for someone with national experience, possibly a tour at the Forest Grove Wetland Project, and discussions at the Portland Water Center on current technological issues on surface water. And the big finale would be a 3-day environmental art symposium in April, which will end with 3 earthworks designs for actual sites in Clark County. So if this gets out in front of, like a racehorse, gets out in front of what we're trying to do with the private public partnership, it may not have that big of an effect, but it might also have an effect. In other words, I think it's a good idea. It's a great concept that she wants to promote stormwater art or the use of art. She's got some great people that she'd identified for this particular grant. But since the grant is not going to be applied for this year, the commission just said it's too short a time frame for her to apply for it. Doesn't mean that they won't go forward with some of these concepts. And I think we should consider them as a Clean Water Commission to see if they benefit the objectives of the Clean Water Program at all. Because there could be some way of combining, we've got this new series of monies that are coming through because of the settlement for the Clean Water Program and NPS thing. And I think it's a time to open up our thinking and keep all these ideas on the table, or say, that one's way off, you know, you don't want to do that. So I have these notes from her that this is conceptual of what they were going to put into the grant application. And I have kind of an ongoing dialogue with her, which you were the one that introduced her to the commission, didn't you? And
they asked if I would sit on their planning group, and it came just about the time we were having 75 people at the house.
Yeah.
So I had to say no.
Yeah.
But I told her to keep me informed and that I would get back to her after the first of the year. And I think it's extremely important that, as in what we had discussed regarding partnerships and including as many groups as we possibly can.
So,
who knows?
I agree with you. I think where it falls into the swamp, what we call the swamp.
Yeah.
On there is, you know, we talk multi-use. It's not necessarily the multi-use, because multi-use is going to be multi-agency as we get into this discussion a little bit more. But multi-purpose, on the multi-purpose aspect of it, where we integrate with, and she can help us and we can help her, and there could be some maybe co-writing on some of these grants. I think this is a fairly big piece of that multi-purpose puzzle out there, and the more backing that we get from collaboration that we get from, you know, other entities out there is going to strengthen our foothold, so to speak, in developing this concept and pushing it forward.
Wouldn't it be nice if neighborhoods or groups saw the concept of an artwork swale, or whatever you want to call it, retention pond, and said, gee, we'd like to have something like that in our area?
Well, I think it's big from the standpoint that, you know, as we get away from the stormwater prison concept, that's part of what we're trying to do and make a multi-use project, or multi-purpose project, not only the multi-use aspect of it, but the multi-purpose. So the more areas that we appeal to different groups, from the art standpoint or the sport standpoint, you know, as a golfer, I mean, I don't care, put three holes on it, right?
At least.
Driving. But from the art standpoint, this engages more segments of our community to become involved and to buy in to and have some ownership and buy into what we're trying to create. Mm-hmm. And I think that is probably going to be a critical piece in pushing this forward, because quite honestly, as we get into this, as we try to push some of this stuff forward, we're going to need more backing than the Clean Water Commission, so to speak. You know, so every group that we can get involved and stay in touch with and create more involvement will create a lot of synergy between this group. There's going to be a lot of things that they probably don't know that they have relationship with other groups in there, where we can all create mutual benefit. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, and like this group that she's working with is pretty broad. It's Clark County's Art Commission, and what's the other body called? Clark Arts Council?
Something like that.
So there's two bodies. They are probably pretty knowledgeable about the whole range of people that do work like that in this region, both the art and sculpture, really, you know, the real artistic piece of it, and then the landscape architecture piece, and then it can tie in with partnerships who deal with site development. So it's true. Have partners that have different skills for the different uses, different elements. And in our work, we're looking at what are the breakdowns of the different elements. So I guess what I'll do, I don't know.
I'd like to interject one thing, before we get too far into it. You're going to be leaving the Clean Water Commission, is that right?
Yes.
What are the chances of you being a first consultant, if you will, or liaison outside of our commission?
What does that mean?
That means you keep in touch with groups like that.
Oh, I see. Kind of a spokesperson.
So, I'm totally good with that if she wants to do that.
I don't want to lose her.
I get that. I told her that 1,000 different times, haven't I? But the
kind of an
if she wants to go do it, that's great. But I don't want to sit there and because of her skill set that she has, we want to keep Nancy moving on different things, right?
Yes.
If she has high interest in this and says yes, I'm all for it. If you need to defer it to some of us to take that responsibility, because we are the Clean Water Commission.
Absolutely. Okay?
This letter is directed to the Clean Water Commission.
Right.
That means that some of us have to jump up and take over that responsibility. And not everybody's here. We're going to have a little discussion about people who aren't here tonight also, even though that's not on the agenda. Because we may vote somebody off. Okay? That might happen. So, because people got to start showing up and suiting up. This project, we're going to have a good year this year. Good. This ain't going to be sitting around. This is going to be moving forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we want to do?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Anyway, but it's up to you. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but if you say that that the art, you don't really want to do it. I want to get us somebody connected who's willing to do it in here.
Yeah. I think that's really key, because you have yourselves and all your historical knowledge, and then you also have some newcomers, and it's more or less, I'll be more than willing to do the handoff.
Well, I don't have any problem as far as meeting with the group or helping with them or whatever.
Yeah.
I just don't want you to decide, I got better things to do.
Are we imposing on you, Nancy?
I think that's kind of I already gave my resignation letter.
I know.
And that's the reasons for that are different than that. I don't care. I really like this stuff. I love this stuff. I want to see this happen in Clark County. So to the way that I can be influential,
So we can tap you once in a while.
Absolutely. Yeah.
When are you going to move back to Clark County?
I'm going to ask you to help us do something, particularly with this, mm-hmm. is to help make a transitional handoff to one of us in here. Okay. So we can follow up, don't lose these people, because we lose people all the time, okay? Mm-hmm. We're great talkers, all right? Great talkers, we talk all the time, way too much sometimes. Me, I'm the worst. You're the worst, I'm the second. Okay, Art?
I've had more experience.
Yeah, you're older. So we need to follow up with it, and we're going to have some discussion on who's going to when you pass the baton on this piece here, who's going to keep the contact. Do I have any volunteers right now?
I'll be glad to take it.
You will take it.
I will.
All right.
Good.
So you will facilitate that for us.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
This is a big step.
I thought that's what you were looking for.
They want to be allies with us.
I know.
And we need all we can.
And it gives us some diversity.
All right.
good.
And expands our education component in our public outreach.
So Art has a job now. Another job. A new job.
A new job?
A new job. And that is this arts component thing. Okay.
Okay.
And that needs to go in the notes. You got it? Thank you.
Does anybody know when they meet, where, and anything?
Oh, well, I'll figure that out, and I'll make sure you get that.
Okay. Yeah.
Email us, all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I'm more than willing to attend some of that stuff. As you can see, as we get into the swamp part, that's my main focus.
Well, one thing I should add, Jim, I submitted my letter stating that I would be more than glad to serve again. I have not been reappointed yet.
So, you've been interviewed?
No.
Okay.
The recruitment just closed.
So the interview
as of yesterday.
So okay. The interviews aren't going to happen.
So the interviews will happen sometime within this next month.
All right. Perfect.
Okay.
We're good on it.
Right. Did you get
anything? Either way, we'll get a running start at it for whoever.
Right.
Me or whoever.
Okay. So, that was it? That's your public comment? That was great. You got
that,
Heather?
That's it. No, that's it.
I have some public comments.
That's not public. This is communications with the public.
She has some.
Perfect. What do you got, Susan?
Well, I had a couple of phone calls after the article with
Lou Ronkowski.
After Ann Rivers and Don Benton came out, I had some phone calls with concerns of who's directing the our group. And they were very, there were some harsh words. And I listened and took a few notes. One neighbor said she has concerns of fraud going on, and she really did use fraud. This morning, a neighbor said that
this is not, the county is not doing a good job morally. And another one said this is not a good way to do, economically do business for our county. One said that, questioned if this was part and parcel of a pattern that's being created at the county.
Susan, who were these that you were talking to? Or who was talking to you?
I had two neighbors that called after the Ann River sink. Some of these comments were from my Bible study group this morning. They were so concerned that,
everybody chimed in. Everybody had their...
That's a neighborhood group.
It's a neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
But you have some others in the still carrying on in the dairy industry and so on. Were any of those calls?
Yeah, and I have a call out from Hawkinson, and that was a person that had concerns of fraud.
Fraud from the county or fraud from...
Yeah,
what fraud is that? Occurring at the county level.
So we're powerless over anything that happens at the back level on there, and it really doesn't have any, our charge isn't Don Benton's charge,
Yes, but we can talk about it.
Absolutely. That's what I'm doing right now. That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about it. As is Susan on there. I understand the frustration with the citizenry because it's in the paper, it's all over the media, and it's extremely politically polar right now.
It's somewhat inflammatory.
As a public official, they were saying how ungentlemanly he was appearing and unprofessional to a woman, especially. And they have big concerns about that. And they're saying it reflects poorly on how the county goes about its business.
It obviously reflects, in my opinion, reflects very poorly how many people have left the county. Okay.
And they don't even know that part.
So there's a lot of frustration what's going on inside the county organization right now. And I can totally empathize with personally myself on how people feel. It's frustrating for me as a citizen. It doesn't have any bearing on what we're trying to accomplish. It does have bearing, I guess, but the dynamics have totally changed.
How does it have bearing?
Well, maybe it doesn't have bearing. It doesn't have bearing on what our task is.
Or what the Clean Water Program is.
Or what the Clean Water Program is.
And you start looking at the performance of the county in the last year. And they've been up and down with different leaders and different things, right, and all kinds of news and press. And look at what they're doing. They're doing a superlative job. If somebody just came out with the newspaper and said, what the heck is actually going on in the county, just to put the facts out there. Nobody puts the facts out on what is actually going on in our county,
which is
they're buckling their belt. They're doing better with less. They've won a really good appeal. They didn't win, but they came out with something that's better than most people have come out with those lawsuits. A fact. I'm just talking about the facts.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know any of the facts about what you're just talking about, but it hurts to hear that because
it does.
It's it's gossip. I mean, it's local crap, really. Because, nobody knows except the two people involved that somebody else is doing their reporting on. That's always the case. Always the case. Look at what's happened in Oregon. Oh my gosh, every day there's somebody else that's ousted some sexual things, like, oh my god, But it's like, what's happening at the organization? Can anybody report on that? And, I just think the proof is in
the pudding. Yeah, you have to answer all inquiries like that with, we don't have any control over it. We have, you know, our program, the clean water program or the stormwater program, we're dealing with the NPDES permit. I think we have an incredible staff from day one. I think the program has been laid out from a skeleton, or not even a skeleton, to what we have today. The amount of work that's been done with this program, with the amount of money that we've had to do it with for the last 15 years, is an allocate that nobody can take away from us.
I think I agree with you 100% on that. I think that's sometimes when we're having communication with the public, and now we'll move on after this to the next point because it is 7 o'clock. Keep it moving. But I think that's important, and that's one thing what I always go out with, just what you were talking about. Well, that's what I always tell. When it gets off on something like that, which I totally listen to everybody on, well, what about this? Yeah. What about that?
Yeah.
Well, I don't really know about that. I know some of the stuff that I've read. What I know is some of the factual things that would have been what I've learned from staff on what this program does, okay?
Yeah.
And that's where that's when I'm trying to glean information with communication.
Yeah.
I'm always trying to pull that. Here's what we're doing. I really get enticed, and interested when, we're talking about fees, okay? Or why shouldn't I pay into this thing? Or what's the problem with throwing, that's down the storm drain?
Yeah.
Or why shouldn't I wash my car? Or,
yeah.
You know, things like that. And that's what, and those type of engagements are, I always listen and empathize with what the issues are, but I always try to glean stuff that's very important to the program. That's just me on there.
Well, we've had a negative public perception problem since the inception. And we have just been having this uphill battle of
legitimacy.
Yes. Yes, to put it bluntly, yes. And I just feel like all that goodwill that has been generated over 15 years,
right,
a lot of it has just gone down the drain in the last couple of days with what's written out there and what is perceived by the public.
That's
and so we work and work to try and get the goodwill established with the citizens. And
yeah. Well, you listen to their, which is good,
Yeah.
Listen. Continue to listen, but...
Yeah, it is. I'm sure it is.
Sure. Just zip your lip and open your ears.
What was it? It was the duty and the responsibility of every committee person to take their job seriously. However, when you're up for your ass in alligators, it's difficult to remember that your original intent was to drain the swamp.
Yeah, right. Okay. Very good. Thanks on the communications with the public. I didn't have any of this. I have had some, but I'll save that for a later date because we're going on, and I'll actually get into it a little bit more when we get into some of the swamp stuff on there. So, update, stormwater code technical, manual, technical, stakeholder advisory committee. I'm going to let you go first, the TAC.
Oh, okay.
You went through it, didn't you?
Yes, yeah. They got a big job to do.
How many people were at the meeting?
This one was pretty well attended, but not as much as the others. The others were almost the full group. I think there's probably half of the group right here in December 18th, if I recall. The meeting was, the usual length and lots of progress. The consultant is going through chapter by chapter. But now they're getting down to very specific things about, BMPs, what are we going to put in the manual? Are we going to put, are we going to put schematics, or are we going to put actual standard details for the engineers to work with? And it was pretty meaty because they're looking at making a revision to a document that's volumes, and they want to reduce it to something that's like a very good user manual. And it's difficult to do because every time they come up with a new line on there, they can decide whether they're going to put, very specific information or general. If you put in general, then when it comes back to the county for review, they don't have the specific information that they need to approve it. So the engineer has to sort of do the defense for while they're suggesting what they're suggesting. And all new information about bioretention, all the LID, my techniques. But I think they're on track and they're doing a great job. The group has to participate in it, as they have. They're going through line by line, modifying that thing, putting the new manual together so it's more usable.
From a layman's point, what do you see the technical group coming up with? Is this specifically for engineers that are working on a construction project, on a development project, to be able to lay this out, or is it for the guy that comes in that wants to build a garage out in the back or a mother-in-law cottage on his 5 acres?
It's set at multiple levels, from my understanding.
Depending on the size of your development. Yeah, it has chapters or sections.
Okay. The other aspect
for stormwater design.
The first thing that anybody jumps on in the paper when they're griping about government is too damn many regulations. Mm-hmm. Well, the people that are griping about the regulations are your peer group that are working on this committee. How are they looking at this? Are they looking at this as more regulation, or are they looking at it as lessening the impact but still having the necessary, safeguards?
I haven't heard anybody say that this feels like more regulations. But this is a highly technical group. Most of the guys are PEs that, are putting these things in the ground around Clark County already.
I think it's a great idea, personally, to have them involved.
I think it's more or less embracing what they've already done, but putting it more formal so it's easier for approval.
Okay.
Which, that will help everybody, because it's less time delayed, less costly.
Yeah.
Puzzling through what's the feasibility of this LID in this particular area. They're actually kind of delving into, does it pass the feasibility test?
And for a specific area, being able to negate it completely?
Yeah, there's a lot of geotechnical stuff and so on.
Good.
So I think overall, it's going to be a great asset for Clark County. And it might be kind of a good thing for the whole state of Washington. You can improve upon the other manual.
It doesn't apply to us.
Well, that would definitely be an improvement over that. Other than that, though, I think there's still quite a bit more to do. I think they're going to go through June, so I don't like to take Earl's suggestion.
What's that?
And no longer go on the pack.
All right, we'll discuss
we'll
that
see
in
that.
A minute.
Okay.
So on the SAC, basically all the attendance was kind of mediocre on it. But basically we looked at what the base for the Clark County Stormwater Manual is going to be. They went over that.
Mm,
okay,
mm-hmm.
So it follows the Department of Ecology Manual for the most part. But it's put together, they're trying to make it in a more user-friendly format. That's what I got. That's why I interjected in. There'll be a section in there, Art. You want to put a garage on, all right? And you're going to have an extra storm drain on it. There should be a little section in there for you to take care of that storm drain. You don't have to go 15 different places and understand it. And maybe it says, Art, you need a dry well here, and you're good to go, and you jot that down on a piece of paper, and you'll be able to move forward with your project. You'll have your stormwater plan in place. Overall, the manual is supposed to be simplified or easier read than Department of Ecology manual, and that's what I got out of the deal in there. And they're still working on it. I heard June or whatever, and it's still out to, I forget what I wrote down, for design. We're still working on the design on it. So, I had the sheet on it. They've got all the bullet points, all the chapters, kind of laid out. I don't know how far it got a ways to go on it. So we're going to bring up one more thing on that, and we're going to move on to the next one. So with Nancy Levy, who's on the TAC, all right, we need a representative to be on the TAC and the SAC. So whatever you guys want to do, we can wait till we have more people here. I'm willing to volunteer. I'll move over to the TAC if somebody else wants to go on the SAC, if somebody wants to be on the TAC. Whatever you guys want to do on that. What's up?
Well, I've never been on either of those.
What?
No.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
You should,
Huh?
My recommendation is, since you haven't been on one, is maybe you should go to the next meeting of the TAC, assuming the SAC, which is the Stakeholders Advisory Group.
Yes.
I believe I'm the alternate.
No, there hasn't been. Unless Susan wants to be.
Yeah.
So I'll leave it up to you guys, but if you haven't experienced it, like at the last meeting, I think Jim did a pretty good overview. Basically what they did, they came in and said, you can have these many books, these many volumes of stuff, or you can have this many volumes of stuff. I think what Nancy's is saying is that the engineers, the people who are going to go through this process, they were like a smaller book, if you will, because then they don't have to go to a book in Ecology's manual, a book in our manual, a book somewhere else. So if we can get all that stuff into one spot, then we have the ability to have more information, or good information, in one spot, and it will be easier for people to understand.
Mm-hmm.
So my recommendation, if you haven't been to one of those meetings, maybe pick up the phone, talk with Jane, or I can talk with Jane and say you're interested in attending the next meeting, and we'll get you a time and get you in the room.
Let's do that. I think that's a good idea.
I'd like to go just to see what's like.
Okay, well,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll make a note here to contact Jane Kleiner. She's the one who coordinates all this stuff.
Yeah.
And ask her to make sure that there's space. There'll be plenty of space, guaranteed. I think there will be.
There should be.
There should be plenty of space where you guys can come in, all three of you, for that.
Yeah.
Join and see what's going on, experience it, and then when you come back to this meeting, you'll have a better understanding of what's going on.
Yeah.
And I'll go to the next SAC, and I will attend the TAC. No, I'll go to both of them.
Okay. Right. So there'll be four of you then.
So that's good. But what we want to do is we need representatives from this commission to do it. And if we can get it out to an email that we need to Dave and Brian, and that we need, you know, some attendance if there's any
questions out there. When is the next meeting? When are they going to take place? Within the next month or 2 months?
Should be before our next meeting here. It's the SAC.
Meets monthly. And they just met December 18th.
SAC is meeting about every 2 months. Okay.
The next meetings are for the TAC. Next TAC meeting is going to be on the 22nd.
Yeah.
Of January?
January. It's from 3 to 5. It's usually over in this, probably in this room right here.
3 to 5?
Okay.
Uh-huh. And then there's another TAC meeting, March 5th, 3 to 5.
What day is that?
This is
January 22nd.
It's the Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there's another meeting scheduled for March 5th, same time, 3 to 5.
Wednesday. Because right here, it is your station.
Okay.
So you have to show up here at 3 o'clock. I think it's in this room.
Okay.
I think so.
That's on Friday.
Then the SAC meetings, the Stakeholder Advisory Commission meetings, the last one was December 19th. I don't see anything scheduled for it now, but I think they were talking about sometime in March or something like that to have another meeting.
Yeah.
So we'll keep you posted.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
My question regarding how often they meet was, we don't know who is going to be appointed to fill our commission and what qualifications they're going to have if we get some engineers on here.
We can shift that later.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
no problem
there to do it. But right now I think we don't know when they're going to be here. If somebody wants to take that on, it's going to take probably a couple of meetings to get our new members up to speed. And I'm hoping that we have plenty of stuff that is going to be very engaging for everybody involved to, you know, get these people in. And it's going to be interesting to read the new membership on what their involvement wants to be. And I'm going to go. So anyway, with that being said,
okay,
that's always interesting.
Good.
And okay, general business, the swamp, and we're right on time on this. So I'm going to go over this fairly quickly. I just kind of there's a couple of typos in this thing I put together real quick the other day.
This is item number 3 in your packet. Item
number 3 in your packet. So if you read through that thing in here, this is where I actually going to have a couple questions for Kelly down there. Kind of interested in this. You know, if you read through it, I'll briefly read it real quick while you're doing it. Dear potential advisor, the Clark County Clean Water Commission is excited to invite you to provide insight on our Stormwater Association multi-use project, SWAMP. Okay, what is the SWAMP? SWAMP contains some of the following features other than just stormwater. Your part is to help identify barriers and suggest opportunities. We will take this information to the DOCC with recommendations for policy changes that will be required at multiple levels of government. That's critical to understand, multiple levels of government, including city government, county government, state government, and so on. The SWAMP must do the following things to be cost-effective for communities. The SWAMP is multi-use. This aspect is critical to saving citizens' tax dollars. Our definition of multi-use is multiple users, county, state, blah, 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 private developers, institution, acceptable. The way we typically do stormwater today is to independently build our own individual system. The SWAMP is a system. The system will contain infrastructure that will cross jurisdictional boundaries. The system needs to be appropriately sized for growth. Cost sharing is critical for cost savings. And number 3, the SWAMP is multi-purpose. Okay, the SWAMP needs to be many things other than the stormwater, other than just stormwater. Park, ball field, golf course, water trails, okay. And then, you know, the driving thing is to save money. And typically our governmental agencies work independently on stormwater projects, along with developers working independently on stormwater projects. We believe that there will be better results, less duplication, and cost reductions by creating the SWAMP. Okay. So that's what I put together on it without a whole lot of outside input. Now I invite any questions on that or any extra input that needs to go on it. It needs to be, this needs to be boiled down. It needs to have a little bit of wordsmithing done to it. But that's the general concept. Does that make sense on what we're trying to accomplish in here?
Why didn't you say swamp?
Okay, well, it's, okay, you don't like swamp?
Well, I wish it didn't say that, unfortunately.
Okay.
Well, swamps are good.
What do you want to say?
Well, no, but I can see a lot of people, a swamp is a no good thing.
I know.
You know, it's where mosquitoes hang out and all that kind of thing. All
right, we can change it. That was my acronym. I invented it. All right. I like it. If you don't like it, scratch it. You can do anything else.
No, I was thinking of general public response.
I think it's funny. Okay, so that's why I put it in there. And I have a sense of humor. So, what's your? I got a question for Kelly. While you guys are pondering that for a little bit,
maybe you can ponder it too.
Well, he needs to ponder, what do you see as an interesting thing, since you're with the city of Battleground? This is a tad bit outside your city limits in here. But I'll just share this story real quick because we got a little bit of time. So I was out, you know where the Cherry Grove Church is? It's out off of 92nd. Anyway, so
oh yeah,
no big deal.
It's across from Joe's Water Shop.
So I did their parking lot for them. Reformed their parking lot, their gravel parking lot, because they didn't have any stormwater infrastructure in place for it. They do have the paid part, so I groomed it and redid it, put in bumpers and everything. But at the same time, the state's putting in their stormwater facility right next to them, right to the north of them, for part of their project for the widening part of it. And then, of course, there's a wetland just to the west of them that's been worked on, too. But I'm asking this guy, this surveyor out there who's famous, if we share anything, do we ever share any projects? It's like, his comment was, no, not really. You know, we all live in our own, the government's, city, county, state, all seem to live in their own little fights of, this is mine, I'm going to do what I need to do for my project. And developers will do the same thing as we're asked to contain our own stormwater on site as the development goes. And as you can see, part of the multi-use, the infrastructure sharing, and you can't even get to a point of when we talk about multiple purpose, putting a walking trail, say if we had to, you will have to, LIV isn't going to work very well in a lot of areas in there, so we're going to have ponds. There's no way other than to engineer ponds. Of course, LIV will help. That will probably cut down the size of the pond. But the cost sharing, removing those barriers so we could actually build something that a community could use across jurisdictional boundaries is hugely frustrating, and we do a lot of duplication. You see that as a problem?
I do, now that you pointed it out. Yeah, it makes sense to try to combine.
You sent a piece of paper saying that. I'm looking for my first signature. No, but it's crazy sometimes on that.
I see in your example, with the highway, those are huge ponds.
Right.
To do something for a small parking lot, wouldn't even probably change the size of the ponds that are out there for the state.
Yeah, the running joke was, hey, do you mind if I put a catch basin in here and just run it in your pond? Oh, you can't do that. So I'm like, but when we're gone, I don't care what you do. But it was just, it's just interesting on the mentality, how we don't work together on projects like that. And this, I don't know where your stormwater budget is in the city of Battleground. We're kind of sucking ours dry, so we suck out of the road fund like $3 million. And then we, not anymore. We're sucking from the general fund now. Don Benton gave his pay. What?
We have an angel.
Are you sharing? But we're okay then.
We're okay. We'll be okay.
We'll be okay. So we're not having to grab that money anymore.
We can't even take it anyways because it's not legal anymore to take that money.
Yeah. So where are we getting our money?
We're going to get some money from
debt services.
Debt services.
Okay. It's in the bank, kind of. Down here at the county.
Don't tell people we're getting it from the road fund because we can't do that.
Okay. Well, we were going to get it from the road fund, but they said that was illegal. So, the bottom line is it's expensive, okay? Our fund was originally funding at we set our rate at, what, $38?
$33.
Every 3,500 square feet of impervious surface was another $33. We had more than 20 acres of land, it was $19. Bottom line is it started in 1999 or whatever, started about $5 million. It had a little bit of a surplus. We built more infrastructure, put more ditches in, more structure. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you're going right.
So the lines crossed, The money built a little bit. We spent that money. Now it takes about $10 million, roughly, to do the maintenance, the infrastructure, all that other stuff in there. So we're sucking on money. And I can't believe that any city or state isn't suffering a little bit in that same type of area. And I can't believe that it's not cheaper to build one combined facility. This is my belief, that to share in some of this stuff and to right size it, where it creates cost savings and benefit to the citizenry of Clark County and the citizenry of Battleground, which is, So how do we remove those barriers? I know I have to talk to other people, but I just want to know, how would you remove them?
I don't know.
That's what I am actually happy to hear, because those are the challenges that we're going to work on, trying to figure out how to release some of those at the right appropriate areas.
I think by the outline that you had, or that you have, and the list that Nancy had on the people that we're going to be contacting and bringing in on this, I think a coalition of partnerships is going to come up with some answers or direction that is going to be extremely difficult to ignore. And, you know, could really set a hell of a precedent. I think you're on the right track. All we've got to do is go out and start working it. I have made some contacts. I intend to make a hell of a lot more intense contacts. And get commitments.
So for some of the practice stuff on this stuff, Art, the first people I would like to get on, just for, and I'll do it if nobody else wants to do it, but just for the general purpose of practice, I think it would be a good exercise, all right? And you feel free to disagree and say, nah, I don't think that's not such a good idea. But I think I would go down to the planning commission, all right? Because they're getting ready to go through their comprehensive plan update, all right? And the last time that they did the comp plan update, when they slap all the colors on the land in there, they need to pay probably a little bit more attention to the topography and to the soils, okay? You know, when they do their plan update in there. That was one thing what I would say to them, but what I would like to do is say, hey, I want you to take a look at this document, basically, because I want you to help me identify the barriers on it. This is before we move to the next level.
Okay.
Of you know, hitting Jamie Herrera or Liz Pike, or, you know, we're going to hit Don Benton, okay? Not in his hat as environmental services director, but his hat as a legislator, all right? We're going to take that input. He's included. He's not excluded. This is not
He'll never get anything away from him.
That's fine. He doesn't have to respond, but he needs to be included in our process.
Everybody, every elected official, I mean,
needs to be included in, and to get the data. Now, I have a question for you guys on here as far as utilizing a tool like SurveyMonkey. You guys have used it before. Is it reasonable to put this into SurveyMonkey? Is the cost low enough to where we could utilize that process so we can hand this stuff out, get it out to people, get them to the link, ask the questions, and have them give us a response so we can collect the data efficiently?
Myself, I have not used SurveyMonkey all that much. I know Cindy Steinberger has. But I'm thinking out loud is that, from my perspective, you probably could do SurveyMonkey on your own. You don't need the county to do that.
Okay, that's fine.
Is there a charge involved?
Probably.
It's a little bit. I'll find out about it. But it's something, I want to be able to collect this data and put it in one spot. I don't want to be packing it around. Once we start to create this flow of information in here, at that point, we're going to have to really start working on identifying the barriers. We're going to have a lot of input, so we're going to use the 80-20 rule. Okay?
Yeah.
The 80-20 rule says that, you know, it says that 20%, that 20% of these answers, or the, excuse me, 80, people will come up, there'll be a general consensus about 80% will all be the same in there. That's created the majority of our problem. Did I get that right? No, it's the wrong way around. 20% of the major problems create 80% of our issues. So, but we'll, I mean, once we collect that data, we'll be able to drill down and we'll be able to identify that stuff. And that time we can put a presentation together to the board, hopefully within the I would put our goal at November of next, of this following year, to have all of this done. No?
2014 or 2015?
2014. November of 2014. It gives us time to work on it. All right? Time to put something together and to move things forward. We have a lot of people we're going to have to contact, and people are going to have to participate. And while I'm on that participation, people who are not participating in this group and who don't show up, we need to remove from the group. Okay? Brian Peck isn't going to show up. He needs to be off the group. And you can quote me on that.
On that, you know, we spent a lot of the year with a deficient group because we didn't act on the thing that the bylaw says, which the commission has the right, if they don't show up for three times and they don't give an excused absence to Earl, who very conscientiously calls every single time.
Right.
You know, that's remarkable, but in itself. But, okay, they could come and do not show up for three times without any, and then there's no response back when you ask what the excuse was for them not being there. Then the commission has the right to say, we just ask you to step down, because we didn't do that. So that means for the whole year, we were kind of deficient on votes and opinion and important information, and I think it everybody has to pull their own weight.
They do.
And for example, on this letter, this is a great start of the letter. This is going to get somebody's attention. But I'll tell you what, you wrote this letter. I refined it a little bit. Even to get a single letter out that's meaningful is a big job. Because what you have to do is you either have to create SurveyMonkey or you have to get very specific mailing addresses or email addresses for everybody that you want to have as a potential advisor.
Right.
And then you don't want to be called on it being unfair, where you ask one elected official but you didn't ask the other. So we need to decide, you know, how broad an audience and then be able to have that justified in your mind. It could be a very narrow for this fact-finding part. For the fact-finding part, which means, you know, who are they out there that would be interested in this kind of partnership? It could be narrow, but you have to be able to justify that for the board.
Right. So
the real important aspect of what you're doing here is, you know, who would be interested. It should be everybody in the county because everybody in the county is going to be affected by it.
That's good. That's good logic. Yeah.
What we need to find is interest. I totally agree with you. We need to find interest at every level. At the city government level, there has to be an interest to help remove the barriers at the county level and the state level and even the federal level. But it's interesting because I ran this past Jamie, my friend, Jamie Housley, the land use attorney, right? I mean, I said, hey, this is what we're trying to think about. You know, what do you think? How do we remove these barriers? Who should we talk to? I haven't shown him this. I told him I would and get some feedback from him. You know, hey, I respect him. He's a friend of mine, okay? And he does a great job on land. He's a land use dude. But, and he understands stormwater. He understands, he's on the SAC committee with me also. But, and I met him during the comp update in 2000, whatever it was. But, you know, he has connections. You know, I try to think of the guy's name who works for our governor. He says, this is the guy you need to go talk to. He likes innovative type of ideas like that. I'm trying to think of something. I can't remember.
Is it Manning?
Huh?
Is it Jay Manning?
I can't remember right now. I have to talk to Jamie again. But he's a guy who does a bunch of the environmental stuff for the state of Washington.
For Jay Inslee?
For Inslee, yeah. Mm-hmm. He works for Inslee. Mm-hmm. And that's the level that my expectations on this project are as we're going to go out and hit this level. We can start at some lower levels to get feeling good about it. And I'll march out with everybody who wants to go out there. But we're going to pull this information to do it. And this is something meaningful. I'm probably running out of time, but it's something meaningful that we could have some potential for some grants and stuff that Earl's going to get into in a minute here.
You know, looking into this, an acquaintance of mine was involved in it with the state. Well, you know Mike Aiken?
Mm-hmm.
he developed Tiger Lily off of 72nd.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know.
Tiger Lily.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not sure when he put that development in, they made him put that swale in that goes parallel to 72nd to take the runoff off the road. I think it was the state made him do that. I'm not real sure. I would stay with the county before he could proceed with the development. He didn't think that was right, that he should be burdened with developing that swale from the runoff of 72nd before he could develop Tiger Lily. And so he sued. I'm not sure if Jamie represented him or if it was the land use attorney from Seattle, and I can't remember his name right now. But long story short, Mike prevailed in court. The judge said it was wrong for the state to impose that stormwater running off of 72nd to make Mike mitigate that. And so he won that in court. Since that, but Mike, it was a good thing that Mike brought that suit. Because now the state has taken this movement and they've used Mike over the years to collaborate with them on other efforts, supposedly to be allies on private projects and state projects.
Sounds like you wouldn't be a guy you want to talk to.
Well, yeah,
so he's so. The state has been, I think, made baby steps at trying to establish a swamp. But I surely think that this is something we could fully develop and see to its potential. So, you know, there's been rumblings over the years of collaborative efforts and opportunities. So.
But it's usually in that baby step. That's the thing when I seem to keep finding it. It's like, well, there's things in place, but there's these baby steps in there.
And I just happened to be talking to the right person at the right time.
Right.
And she says, well, do you know, Mike Aiken's been, that the state has been calling him over the years since that lawsuit, saying, well, what about this project, and this happened here and there. So, and I haven't gotten a hold of Mike to really to see what's going on.
Well, there's more information that will be revealed from, you know, talking to people like Mike on that and get a little more in depth on it and having him actually come down, you know, and put some thought into this and make it a response. You know, his experience on what the barriers are on there and the experience, it's interesting. That's why we need to hear from the private developer on what they see what the barriers are on it. The state, you know, with the barriers on it. I mean, one of the comments the state guy said to me, he said, well, you know, the county wouldn't even let us park on their property when we had some equipment over there to start digging on some other project. Not the one right there at 92nd. It was another one they were doing. But there was this, it's like, that's the feeling you got out of the deal. And it was like, really?
Talk to Jamie and see if he didn't represent Mike Aiken.
I'll ask Jamie.
Suit. And it was 15, 20 years ago, I believe.
So, okay, I will. I know the developer.
It has been 15.
So, on this, before we run out of time on it, where are we at time-wise? We're still okay. Do we want to look at SurveyMonkey on doing it?
If you think it's going to help, yeah.
Dude, so that's using the internet, especially, to set and create a list of questions, putting something up like this, and having somebody fill out the data in there, collecting that data, and then we can disseminate the data. That's what it does. Otherwise, we're going to be doing this on handwritten notes back and forth. Which do you think is more effective and more accurate? I know which one's going to be more accurate.
The face-to-face meetings, to me, are the ones that you get commitment from, and you don't just get, you know, the check-offs or I ain't got time to do it. If you identify the players that we want or whatever, I think you go to them personally.
Okay.
And
so
I don't think you have to sit there with a clipboard and, you know, check these things off. I think you give them the basic premise of what you're trying to do and then sit and listen. And if you can take a tape recorder with you, by all means do it, because, you know, within 5 minutes you're going to hear a lot of frustration and a hell of a lot of things that maybe have absolutely no meaning to us whatsoever, but somehow it's going to get around to what you want.
Okay, the one thing we want to do on, and I'm listening to you 100%, and I totally agree with you. The one thing we want to do is the information that we need to glean out of our interviewees is that what are the barriers and what are the opportunities to remove these barriers?
Yes.
Because, and we're going to be talking, as we talk to the private developer, to the city, I'm going to come in, I'll talk to the city of Battleground, I'll talk to the city of Richfield, I will take those two on. All right, I'll get down there. Who should I talk to down at Battleground?
I can get you set up with Mark Versig or Scott Sawyer.
Okay,
let's talk to Scott Sawyer.
Scott Sawyer?
He's very knowledgeable.
All right, so I'll give you my number. You give me a call at that. We'll set up a meeting. Later afternoon typically works better. Whatever works for Scott on there, and we'll sit down. We're going to go over this. And I'm going to use him kind of as a, got a nice small city. Can run this over a little bit of a dry run on it. You probably won't mind if we do it again twice as we redefine this. And this evolves a little bit. It'll become a little bit cleaner as we go along. We want it the cleanest when we start moving up to the state area and to areas like that. The cities will work with us. They understand the problems. They're as frustrated as we are and things like this. So we can develop this. This will evolve as it goes. It's not, you know, stamped out in stone. Anything that you guys want to change on, change it. I get it. I wrote this up in about 10 minutes at home, trying to get it ready for this meeting. I've been thinking about it, so it's a little bit on the brief side. I apologize for that. There's some spelling stuff.
One thing we talked about.
I actually made some changes on it. You can see a lot of these are longer. But when I'm sitting here thinking about it, the meeting notes from the 18th actually gave some context information. So if you're going to just, like, hand this out or you're going to take it to people, remember how we talked about all these things, the role that would be most useful concept, and at this point to test the public's opinion. That's kind of like, okay, we're excited about inviting you to provide insight into the Stormwater Associates multi-use project, but maybe just one more little sentence or two about what the concept is, how it evolved. Because this is actually what we put into our work program.
Yes, it is.
And that will go back to the board, saying we're doing what we said we're going to do.
Right.
And so to kind of stick those together, just like a little line, I might just send it to you afterwards.
Perfect.
But, you know, it's really good. It's really good because it's very proactive. I like the way your voice is, the active voice. It's very good.
So, one of the areas that we looked at, to be honest with you on this, there was a lot of discussion. This is very pertinent to Battleground as it is to the city of Richfield at the same time, is because we're looking at new developable land in that area as that will develop out, and it's already zoned, so this stuff's under the urban holding in my general vicinity. But as the growth, as your new highway comes in there and the development comes on, these are challenges there's a potential great way to make a good working relationship and accomplish our stormwater needs in that area, especially in Battleground, because it's really connected well into that area. There's a lot of developable land in there, and there's a lot of industrial land in there, but it's going to be very challenging because it's going to be hard surface. There's going to be a lot of hard surface on the commercial sites, and hard surfacing and clay ground and a lot of runoff are going to be, you know, technically very challenging on there. So partnerships like this can hopefully save money. That's the goal, is to save money. It's not to, you know, it's to make us cost-effective in the processes that we use, the procedures that we use to do this. And it's weird, you know, this is a policy-changing type of document or mm-hmm. act that mm-hmm. we're trying to do. Mm-hmm. Okay, so mm-hmm. that's it.
And we've got a new word besides
swamp. And I'm not changing it unless it goes to vote.
What is it?
Regional Allies for Stormwater Projects.
That sucks. We'll put
that's
that in.
That's central to what we're doing. Regional.
It doesn't have to be in the acronym,
there.
But it can come right before.
Yeah, regional.
Regional
small. That's a good size form.
Efforts.
Sorry.
All inclusive.
Big animals you're going to get out of that.
Anyway. Yeah, it's regional. The big thing that we need to put on there is, you know, on number two, the swamp is a system. Okay, this is a regional system.
Regional system.
So that's critical, and I need to put that. That needs to go in there as a regional system. Okay, that's the infrastructure. That's connecting all the pieces together in there, and it's something that you would look at on a, you know, during a essentially like a comprehensive plan update. I mean, you would probably look at that. How do I develop that system for the area? That's kind of why the 179th Street, I'm familiar with it, and it's new developed land, and it's tight soils. It's something that's going to have something other than LID just isn't going to cut the mustard out there, quite honestly. So it's a good area for a system. You know, it's like building the trail around the swamp. If a part of it's on your land, a part of it's on my land, and you want yours paved and I want mine made out of asphalt, how do we ever get to the point of being happy, you know, and work in why does one of us have to raise our hand and say, I won?
Exactly.
I won. That's not how we do it. That's not going to be the end result. All right. So I hope it's not going to be the end result. With that, we're done with that. I'll boil this down with just a little bit of input. Anybody provide input, but you're so good with wordsmithing and helping me on that type of stuff. I really appreciate anything to add to that and to expand it. I'll look in the survey monkey. I'm going to meet with the city of Battleground. I will meet with the city of Richfield before our next meeting, so I will have public comment.
Is there anybody from the state? We have anybody that has state connections?
We do. I went over that earlier. We will meet with, I'll set that up with Jamie Housley to find out who we meet with the state. We'll move up to that level. I would anticipate, we should try to draw out a little bit of guideline, timeline on where we see this going. Let's get through this next meeting and get some input in there, and we could come up with some guidelines at the next meeting on where we want to hit these different benchmarks, with state input, and then gelling this back down into a report. Does that make sense on there? Okay.
We need to identify all potential stakeholders.
Okay, that's something that
You're not going to identify all of them. You're going to get kind of a cross-section of the people out there that want inclusion.
Right.
You know, it's like everything else, like all the public meetings. You know, the ones that show up are the ones that want
Well, we need to move move on because we're running out of time on this, but we need to...
we don't want
to
leave anybody out.
We don't want to leave anybody out. And that's why I consider Brian Peck's input very, very critically important for this organization in here. If he doesn't want to be involved with it, then he should move on. But I love his extremely conservative right-wing values. I'm not that way, okay? Yeah. So I don't get all of that. So he has people who he would contact and get information differently than I would get. I would pick people I was more comfortable with, okay, who see things my way, you know, in a sense. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I want Brian, I want somebody with
diversity. Why is there a cross-section now?
Yeah, we've got to get the cross-section.
So, better let him know that.
Huh?
Better let him know that. Yeah.
Well, we've had, you know, he's the one who, Brian's the one who's come up and said, hey, I'm not going to raise my hand for anything.
You're right.
Okay, that's not going to be, I don't just think that's acceptable, but that's my opinion. All right. Presentation and discussion, potential grants.
Back up to the general business.
Oh, general business, stormwater.
Stormwater annual report.
I'm going to skip right over the annual report.
A question that I'll throw out to the group, if I may. Last time, this report was produced back in basically March last year. It didn't get distributed or didn't get talked about. It was March 6th when this thing was done, in 2012. Now we're talking about 2013, so the question is, I'll open this up to the group and ask, when would you like to present your report? Because on the side note here, I'm trying to get this thing done sooner than later. I guess what happened was, last year, the board were all focusing on the budget and other kinds of issues going on. So they really didn't
have to. They put us off for 4 months.
Well, I can't speak to why, but I can just say that they did. And, you know, I'd like to get it in there sooner. This was the latest I've ever been with one of these reports. And it gets to be sort of a problematic to say what we're going to do the next year when we're two-thirds through that year that we're going to do something. So from my perspective, I would like to be able to be more proactive, get this report in there, set up a time with the board for some time. Probably, I'm just guessing, mid to late May, if that's going to work out for you guys, or do you want to wait? I'll leave it up to you guys. It's your report, but I'm just bringing it out there for discussion right now so that you have an understanding that from the staff, at least from my perspective, it would be nice to have it done sooner or later. It's up to you guys.
How are we going to do it without Nancy?
You're right.
That's a fact. She pulled it together.
Dave had a lot of input on it. I mean, we'll get it pulled together.
So a question back to you is, my thought is, again, just a staff person being advising to you guys, is I'll leave it up to you when you want to finish your report, but I'm just throwing it out there as something you need to be aware of. And if you want to do it, get it done later, that's fine by me, but it's up to you guys.
No, I need to get done sooner than later. We've got other things we need to work on.
This could be pretty fast. I mean, you could take this old one and just put it in or update it, if you will, with the stuff that was from the past year, and say, okay, like for example, you're talking a lot about the swamp, you're talking a lot about how you're going to have these interconnected regional facilities. It could be pretty fast.
I would say February or March.
Well,
what else? What about
February or March? And it's, no, we need Dave. We need to get Dave in here. I think the next meeting we can get it done by May easily and submitted. And
so you want to talk about getting it done by May?
Yeah.
Okay.
So our next meeting is March, right? So we'll have Dave. We'll get some input.
April, May. Okay.
So, and we could submit it. April, May. We can, you know, whatever little dinky things we've got to change on in May, we finish it up and we're done with it.
And then you'll have your work session with the board.
The day that we turn it in, they better show up.
They'll be here, but the question is, when do you want to
go? I got it. Don Benton will show up because he says, I'm really looking forward to working with you in May.
Okay. So what I'm hearing, if I'm hearing this correctly, this group wants to get together, finish this report by end of May.
Yeah.
Submit it to the board by the end of May. Which means if you back that up, you're saying you're going to want to give the group some time to review the product, so back it up by a month. So now we're talking sometime, just thinking out loud, probably April.
So
a rough draft in April.
So what we can do, here's what my thought process on it, and maybe it'll work, Dave. But so we get together at our next meeting, okay? We can put something together. I'll put it together, you know, kind of copy it off the last one, make some changes on this with a little bit of input at the next meeting from everybody. We'll have a secondary meeting at Legacy.
Okay.
All right?
Sounds
you're
good.
Either going to be there or you're not going to be there.
Good.
And then we'll sit there and cross out lines and put in little notes, and we'll make the change, and we'll approve it at the following meeting. Does that work?
Good. Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Sure. I'll be very happy to have it done as swiftly as possible.
All right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yep.
That should work, I think. Yeah, thanks for not letting me skip past.
Just wanted to bring it to your attention. All right. It's my turn. What I'm going to try to do is talk a little bit about funding that we're looking at in this program. I can say right now, the funding things that I'm looking at, we've already passed the mark to try to get money for. So I'm going to be talking about two grants. One is going to be with the federal government, and the other is going to be with the Department of Ecology. So what I'm going to do is talk about from here. So...
Question for you technical people. It's set up here, press Control Alt Delete or something. When you do that on your computer, do you do it all three at once, or do you do it 1, 2, 3?
All
three at once. How many times?
One time.
Just once. I wonder if mine is screwed up.
You do it one at a time?
Oh, I do it all kinds of times.
I never can remember the password.
The password?
Yeah, I never remember.
Well, why don't you change it to password?
Well.
So I'm going to start off with this thing called, what is called the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. There's a group of people at the federal level, some in D.C. and some in California, but what they're trying to do, they put together a variety of grants. What we're talking about, this kind of partnership stuff, it can be very well, bode very well for us, because what we're looking at are some small-time projects. Specific projects, like when we're talking about partnerships, go well with this group, because what they talk about a lot is partnership with groups of people. Some of the stuff that they really look at is trying to understand the best way people working together. But what we have to do first is, like what I was hearing earlier, is that this Clean Water Commission you guys have to figure out what you want to do. I think we had a pretty good conversation just a few minutes ago about what you want to do. You're going to have to look at it and say, as far as the swamp goes, whatever thing you want to call this thing, but the swamp is going to be looking at regional, multi-use regional facilities that capture and treat runoff. The idea is to do it with one facility instead of a bunch of hodgepodge facilities everywhere. The county has some, the Albers have some, the state has some, everybody has some, but they're all over the place. The idea is to get it in one place as possible. And then the next thing you want to do is look at this facility and make sure that there's an opportunity. The opportunity here, in this case, is going to be this 5-star grant. And what we're wanting to do, we'll have to apply for it, but we won't be able to apply for it any longer. It's going to be due February 5th. We're not going to have all these partners in place. It's going to be a lot of work over the summer, going into the fall. So if we put together a sound project, I can hand them, and you guys a sound project, I can put together a package for them. Yes.
So would that be something that could be co-authored by cities?
Anybody can be part of it. And I'll talk about this more.
Okay.
The next part is looking at the background. Now, this is really saying to the reader, is what it's telling me, as I look through this grant, this partnership is looking at a lot of things. Not just stormwater, it's emphasized to stormwater, but it's looking at a lot of things. So if we do what was a stormwater component, we can do a lot of other things as well. And we'll meet the requirements that they talk about.
Diverse local partnerships.
Yes. So here's what it looks like. What we're looking at is basically a grant that's somewhere between $25,000 and $50,000. It's going to be a federal dollar of one. And what I'm going to be emphasizing throughout this presentation, I'm not talking about cash. I'm talking about in-kind services. in-kind services would be your time. If we have an entity that comes in, buys property for us, or whatever they do, interlocal agreements, all of that can be put into this in-kind services contributions. With those contributions, we can match the federal dollars. And again, we're too late. What I'm looking at now is basically putting some kind of application together about midsummer, if we can. Once we have all this stuff put together, then we can talk about that some more. Private partnerships, it's demanded by this grant. We're talking about getting together public-private partnerships, and they're also looking at saying, if we have a project that's over $30,000, the concept that we're talking about, developing this, bringing it into play, then we'll have to have more partnerships, but we also have the ability to do more in kind of local match. Have I lost anybody something? We got a question.
The dollar federal grant, dollar local cash, that's dollar for dollar match against $25,000 to $50,000?
Yes.
Okay.
So what I'm striving to do here is come back and say, if I'm going for $25,000, $50,000, whatever it is, I'm going to get the in-kind that I can to match it.
Right. I like that. Number one item there, proposals over $30,000 require greater match contribution and larger number and diversity of project partners.
So we'll talk about some more of that in just a minute.
Okay.
What you guys have to do is, as a group, come back and provide basically a brief summary of what it is that you're doing. I can't tell them what they're going to do. I need you guys to tell me what you're going to do. And then you have to come back and identify the tasks, subtasks, deliverables that are going to be completed. So you tell somebody, I'm going to build this project, I'm going to do this concept, I'm going to implement all these wonderful things. But you have to tell them what it is, and then what you have to do is start looking at the tasks, specifically, what tasks are you going to do? Excuse me. Provide project summary, identify the tasks, subtasks, and deliverables. What is it that you're going to provide to that organization, to the federal government, that they can come back, pick up that kind of a project, and partner someplace else in the country? Be a role model, and as you're a role model, then you can also go and say, we're doing this innovative project, which is public-private partnerships, i.e. Clark County is working on this, along with the Clean Water Commission, and move that forward. So then you're going to identify, who are the people? You have to create a project budget and a schedule as well. Those are some of the details that you have to work out. These are some of the players. I spent about 5 minutes thinking about, okay, who are going to be some of the players in this thing? I didn't obviously put everybody. I just kind of thought, okay, it'll be this guy, this guy, this guy, this guy. This person. So what I'm looking at is developers, property owners, realtors, land use attorneys, watershed council, neighborhood associations, Clark County, all these departments, State Department of Transportation, academia, probably maybe somebody from the university, Clark College, school districts, whoever, Economic Development Council, chambers, environmental groups. It's going to be important that we get those people on board as well. And then faith-based groups. There'll be a lot of people out there who may be able to provide some services and be part of that in-kind contribution.
What about the Arts Commission?
I didn't put it because I didn't think of it. So we can add that to the list.
Well, that's under others, isn't it?
Yeah, that'd be others. The other thing that I'm looking here in part three is basically, I don't mind putting my time to this. You know, I've had some questions about don't spend too much time on this because this is not really, you guys want to do a project instead, but one of the chief purposes of this commission is to report back what you're doing. More importantly, report back what the Clean Water Program is doing. So this is a good work effort, but it's not your primary function. So there's not going to be a lot of time for me or for the county. I heard, Jim, you're talking about going down to community development. You may not have a lot of time. Just be aware of that.
Yeah.
The bottom line here, what I'm talking about is, you got to put your research together, make sure your research that we were talking about earlier, get that in place before we can start doing a lot of this other stuff. You're going to want to go from a bunch of facilities to just a few facilities, or a facility. Another way to say that, what is the problem? Who's going to do the work? What are the deliverables? Where's this activity going to occur? Like the 79th Street area you're talking about, the 79th. Where's this activity? And then also, when's this thing going to start? This is the concept part. We're not talking about building anything, we're just talking about concept. Actually, what we're really saying is we're doing a paradigm shift. We've all been running around from little silos here and here and here. That's time to get together.
Yeah.
So in the end, what you guys need to do, you're already talking about doing it, is finish your research, And what's going to happen is that hopefully out of this research there's going to be a public-private partnership that provides technical assistance and or obligates money, in this case, in-kind contributions. The county, myself, I'll be looking at getting funds from a variety of sources. This is just one area, one source, and what I'll be looking at is trying to get that information, get the information from you and put it into a grant application February 2015, basically this time next year. That's what this is.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Is the five-star urban water restoration program different than this initial grant, or are they both under that five-star program?
This is all just federal dollars. It's all the five-star program.
Okay.
Earl, can you send me this stuff?
Sure.
Please.
Yes. I'd like it also.
Yeah.
You're going to get a staff report for just with all that stuff.
This seems to just provide some structure as to what we've been talking about.
Now, this is one that's from the state. So, this one here is from the Department of Ecology, although it is a federal grant. This is what they call, this is a federal 319 grant, Section 319. And the intent here is it's federal money, it's piped through the state, by the state, we get our money from the Department of Ecology. The state matches it with their own resources. And what we try to do is figure out how can we do this the best we can. And this one here is a little bit more of a hefty grant. It's all the same stuff I just talked to you about earlier. So with all the goals that you have to do, talking to you already. This one here won't be available until the summer of 2016. That's kind of a problem. There's a timing issue here. If we were half a year earlier, we'd probably apply for all these grants and be in pretty good shape. But this one here will not happen until 2016. Just want to bring it to your attention.
But you can apply during the fall, during this fall and winter.
Yeah.
Correct.
This is just some general information that I just talked about. Basically, EPA provides the money, so it matches it. And then these are the kinds of things that it does. It's a non-profit source. It's a watershed, water wells, and stuff. One of the things we want to do with this is to say, through our concept, if we are able to reduce the number of regional facilities from many to fewer ones, or one if we can, that we're going to reduce the water quality impact to the stormwater. Think about it. There's a lot of straws out there. There are a lot of places where this water gets mixed up with the stormwater. More of those ponds we have, more contamination we might have. The less we have. There's much more stuff there. Basically, here's what we're looking at. We're looking at basically $250,000 or less. With $250,000, what we'll be looking at is we're actually going even beyond what would be the concept of partial. We might be talking about construction sometime in the future. But we could use some of this money, if we get it, to maybe polish, finish off, or make our concept even more better than just using what is the five-star grant. The five-star grant is going to be done. It will be available sooner. But the other concept here will be taking it beyond what is the concept, getting into construction phase. Mm-hmm. So what we're looking at here, again, what I'm looking at is, I'm not worrying about dollars here. There should be no dollars at all in any of these grants. I'm looking at basically what would be interlocal agreements, in-kind contributions. Those pieces of information, those funds, could be used as the match, the 25% match against this grant. The state would do 75%, and we would look at 25%. I don't know what this number is going to be. I have an idea. But I'm just saying, I'm sharing this with you so you have an understanding. These are the kinds of grants I'm looking at that could be used for this kind of. And this one here, again, won't start until spring of 2016, so it's a ways out. Again, you have to have all your pieces in place. We'll do what we can to get these grants. There's going to probably be other grant opportunities. I know that there are private sector grants. I know that for Fred Meyer and some other folks have private grants that are out there. I'll be looking and checking for those. I'm also looking at groups that are philanthropist-type people who want to throw their money, good projects, good programs like ours. As well. Again, you guys need to get all your research done. And who's going to do all this stuff? Again, it's the same stuff here. I'm looking at applying for these various grants in different places. That's pretty much it.
Did any of the instructions, how would you define and how would you measure in-kind contributions for either those federal or
state? What I would look at is basically contributions would be if you as an individual So for example, Art works on the project for 20 hours. I would put Art down as a volunteer, but I would put him down under the federal government or executive order from the president of what the time is for.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we would have to have a sign-up sheet for everyone who's doing that. Mm-hmm. And if we have any kind of interlocal agreements, what we have to do is identify what is the value of that interlocal agreement between us and the state, or us and the private department, or us and the cities. We all put that together, and all our time would be identified. For example, Jane Housley, we could identify him as a technical advisor. We would put him down at his attorney rate, which is whatever it is, $250 an hour, whatever it could be. And that would all be in-kind contributions.
Yep.
So that's
yep.
how it factors.
Yeah, the reason I asked that question is because when if say, for example, you've already made the decision that you want to apply for those, it's not out of the question to just start now looking at contributions of people's time and how they can track it, and kind of keeping that in a certain in a single person's cup, because because it's hard to thread it back if you that's good.
Certainly, all the work's done ahead of time. It's going to be hard to do some of this work.
No, you have to do it during, but.
So I think there's some opportunity with the funding, the timing of the funding.
Yeah.
Anyways, that was just interesting.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's really good.
And then if you read your staff report, what I'm asking for you, in each of your staff reports, to look to the very back and sort of an action requested, you'll see that each one of these has the same piece of information. So what I'm looking from you guys is to say, finish your work. The same stuff that I had up on the board here on the wall is to say, okay, finish up your results, look at your public-private partnerships. We as staff will go back and start looking at funding opportunities or alternatives, and then we'll go from there. So I don't know if you want to make a motion to these recommendations, these actions requested.
I would I'd be glad to move to accept the staff report and implement, or ask the commission to implement the staff report as part of the program you just proposed. Okay? I mean, this is Fisher Cut B.
Yeah, I'll second
that. Okay, it's been moved and seconded. To implement,
accept
and implement the staff report
as presented.
As presented.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor of that?
Aye.
Aye.
Perfect. Opposed?
Very grateful for you.
Thank you very much, Earl.
It's just from
really
my
appreciate this.
From my perspective, you've done a really good job, all of you have. But I just, from my own sort of noodling in my mind, how would I do this? I would sit down and go, okay, what are the things I need to do? I need to explain it to somebody. I need to have some deliverables for somebody. I need to have money for somebody. I need to have the products that basically do something for somebody. That's the way I would do this.
Well, exactly. And that's, this is what it needs to, this is, ultimately what we're trying to produce out of this in the end.
So. Push this further now. You stated something regarding funding for the clean water program and our budget. Are we going to be able to meet our budget?
Yes.
And this has nothing to do with it.
The intent of this material that I presented is to basically try to do everything with some other force, some other economic strategy other than money.
Okay. Another question I have then is, are we still operating under the original premise that the clean water fee is earmarked specifically for clean water program?
Yes.
Thank you.
A barrier that could be identified on this, maybe that this would be for you specifically, or it would be that the clean water fee needs to go up to $162 instead. Those those are things that actually, you know, some of these things are, you know, no matter how well we boil this down and how efficient we make it, it may come to the fact that, you know, it's not appropriately funded. And one of the things with, you know, when we look at probably getting grants and things like that, I don't know how the federal or whatever is going to look at our stormwater program and the way that it's funded. But, you know, if I was going to fund on a grant for you for a matching contribution, right, and you only had $5 million in the bank and it didn't look like you could go very far with me investing money in it, I don't know if you'd get the grant. I don't care how well it was written.
Yeah,
because
I
don't know if you could build the model, so to speak, to take it over there. So, I mean, those are all really valid points. And I hear you loud and clear on the money all the time. And I am in total agreement on it.
We're talking about saving money. We're talking about John Q. Public and taxpayer.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to send a damn dollar. I don't want to send 25 cents back to Washington, D.C. in the form of a fine for not completing our task in implementing the NPDES permit. I give a damn how good our intentions are. You know, if some group can come in here and correctly so, we lucked out on the last one because the money that we got fined is available, could be available to us in this program and to the people in Clark County. That could have been a disaster.
Yeah.
Thanks to the staff that we have, you know, it wasn't. And, you know, that was a damn close call. I don't want to see that happen.
Well, you know, as we move forward with this, you know, when we talk about it,
I think you got a great thing going here. It's a hell of a roadmap. Now we have to implement it, and
there's a lot of work.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Well, that's why we're here.
And I have a nonprofit. It's called the Village. It's called VECOS, the Village Ecosystem. You can see on Facebook, there's a website. Anyway, the whole premise on it, I mean, we probably wrote 30 grants, maybe more, 50 grants. We didn't get one from Ben and Jerry's, but that was cool.
Yeah.
It was 2,500 bucks, yeah, right? But it was, the whole thing is to keep momentum going on. The Village Ecosystem, if you've got a little bit of time left, is actually about building carbon net neutral, low impact development communities, okay?
Yeah.
That, you know, everything's conserved on site, total LID, really, really a step ahead of whatever is being done now. I mean, that's where you flush your toilet and you have drinkable water down at the bottom. I mean, that's the ultimate goal. And we're trying to drive it through student competition, okay? Utilizing new minds to create new ideas. Not complex, expensive new ideas, but to have them come out. And because everybody who's long in the tooth is so set in their ways, you know, on the way we do business. And we got some grants on it. I mean, we had some good input. My wife's on it. My mother-in-law is on it. We got a lot of other people, outside people who are on the board on it. It had a lot of momentum going on it, but getting those grants, I guess the bottom line is, man, we wrote all those grants. And we actually got pretty good at the end, but you're thinking like, I got it. You don't.
A few years ago. Several years ago.
Got a better idea.
Where the heck was it? Over at Prairie High School? Or no, there was a symposium on developing. I'll give you an island. Who do you want to come to the island to create a city or a society? Who are the first people you want to come there, and what do you want to do with it, and how are you going to develop this thing to be self-sustaining in every way? You know, here's your chance. Here's your island. Do something with it. make it sustainable for everybody that comes there. Who do you want to come there first? And you start thinking about that.
It'd be fun.
Big time, you know. Well, we've got an island called Clark County. Yeah, it's been screwed up a little bit over the last couple hundred years. That doesn't mean it has to continue to be screwed up. By the same token, you know, we're paying for the sins of our fathers and grandfathers. Let's not pay too much.
Well, I would say
let's not let our kids pay for ours.
I
would think the time frame is probably actually shorter than that. I mean, yeah, you can't go a long way, but, you know, we're paying for a lot of the development that was done in the 70s and the 80s.
All under the guise of creating a better lifestyle for everybody, right? And I think it did for some. And maybe not for others. I don't know. But
I think, yeah.
It's when you don't have fish in the rivers anymore, then you've done something wrong.
Well, people don't get it. With you know, you get 5,000 people dumping their stormwater into the stream, it has very small effect. Okay.
Yeah.
When you got 450,000 people dumping, and that's a little bit of an exaggeration. On
yeah.
It. But that's how typically it's going to be. If you always have learned, it's like, oh,
you know, on the original downhill. One guy kept insisting that, you know, somebody drives by your house and throws an apple core out on your yard, you don't really think much about it. But if everybody in Clark County did it.
That's right. Mm. All right, we've finished with all the business of the meeting. Public comment? Any more public comment on it? All right.
More questions?
Questions. You like this?
Good meeting. Thank you.
Good meeting. I'm glad you attended. You can invite all your friends next time. You're always looking for guests, aren't you?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm looking to adjourn this meeting. Thank you very much, everybody.
I thought those were really cute photos.
Yeah, set me up something.
Are the photos
county employees.
Oh, they're just like people that were.
Wearable art.
Oh, lucky.
So I'm going to put that.